The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's Friday, October 18th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Five things to know today. A new anti-monopoly fund, another ban on facial recognition, malware via sound, Datto RMM 2FA change, and physical security keys for Windows. This is the Business of Tech. This week, Facebook co-founder and critic Chris Hughes has launched an anti-monopoly fund with $10 million in contributions. The fund intends to invest in projects across a spectrum of organizations, including researchers studying mergers and market power, grassroots groups that have battled bigness, and policy advocates exploring regulation and rules both in tech and other industries. This is not Hughes's first move in antitrust. He wrote an essay for the New York Times in May focusing on Facebook and specifically Mark Zuckerberg and their influence. The piece cited concerns with Facebook's ability to buy or squash rivals and the threat to consumers and democracy. These concerns have been acted on by regulators. Nearly every state attorney general is involved in an antitrust probe of Google, and a similar probe of Facebook is underway. The Justice Department and Federal Trade Commission are also examining others in tech, including Amazon, and Congress is considering an update to antitrust laws. So why do we care? Antitrust has typically focused on the definition of cost to the consumer as the measuring stick. With these services costing the consumer nothing financially, cost to the consumer is a failing measurement. Antitrust action has historically helped most marketplaces, creating new competitors and oxygenating the market. Tech may well do with some new space for innovation, as new opportunity may be created here. Berkeley, California became the fourth U.S. city to pass a ban on all government use of facial recognition on Tuesday night. The ban passed on a unanimous vote by the city council. Oakland and San Francisco have also passed bans on government use, and California Governor Gavin Newsom recently signed a bill banning its use on police body cams. Somerville, Massachusetts is the other city to pass such a law. Related, there is research showing the technology is still inconsistent. 28 members of Congress were misidentified as criminals, and Amazon's recognition software has been shown to have racial and gender bias. Why do we care? Too often, technology providers do not think of the Black Mirror episode where their technology is misused. The lesson to be tracking here is to consider what might go wrong if someone intentionally misuses the tech. Choose your favorite line: just because you can doesn't mean you should, or with great power comes great responsibility. It's a day ending in Y, so clearly time to have another cybersecurity story. BlackBerry's cybersecurity subsidiary Cylance has reported on a new campaign that shows cybercriminals are hiding malware inside WAV audio files. The technique is known as steganography, putting malicious code in plain sight. From the NextWeb, quote, "When played, some of the WAV files produced music that had no discernible quality issues or glitches. Others simply generated static, like white noise," the researchers noted. But in reality, the WAV files, delivered via targeted phishing emails, were a vector to distribute malicious payloads that surreptitiously abused the infected host to mine cryptocurrency Monero. Adopting this strategy introduces an additional layer of obfuscation because the underlying code is only revealed in memory, making detection more challenging, Cylance said. End quote. Like lots of security vulnerabilities, this one targets users by getting them to open, or in this case, listen to, files online. Untrusted data is the attack vector. Train those users. Ahead of DataCon Paris next week, the data protection company has announced that they will be enforcing mandatory two-factor authentication for all Datto RMM users in the following weeks. More details on their website, with link in the show notes. Speaking of 2FA and rounding out the cybersecurity theme, Yubico, makers of hardware authentication devices, is now offering Windows login via its YubiKey security system. The public preview of the physical key access to systems is now available on its website. Why do we care? These two together should be a trend if it isn't already. A provider requiring proper security, and at the same time, real physical security becoming easily implementable. Two-factor authentication and physical keys are real movements to proper security. Technology providers should be aggressive about moving themselves and any and all customers to this level of security. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience. And we'll see you on Monday.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.